Don't leave. I mean, please don't leave. I... Just hear me out. I mean, hi. Please don't go. I know I got you here under false pretenses, but... Just hear me out. So, I know that you don't like me. No, don't speak. Just listen. Just listen. Okay? I swear, this is worth hearing. I know you don't like me. It's very, very, very obvious. I mean, you avoid me. You really, really avoid me. And I mean, I don't take it personally. I'm all right with the fact that you don't like me. I mean, I'm not all right with the... Not the point, but you don't like me. And I know there's no way that you would be in a room with me if I had not have tricked you into it. But I have something that you need to hear. And it could be to both of our benefits. So please don't go. Please don't go. And I didn't just sing. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm not nervous. Why would I be nervous? Just because you don't like me and I like... So, we don't talk. We really, really don't talk because you avoid me. You really put a lot... No, you avoid me, which is fine because you don't like me. And why would you want to talk to someone that you don't like? I mean, I don't know why you don't like me. It's not important. Anyway. So I was hanging around the break room this morning. Some would say that I was having a nap. Some would say that I was skiving. I would say that I was having a nap and skiving. I mean, I wasn't skiving. Please don't tell people I was skiving. Not that you would, because... I mean, why would you care? Because you don't like me. Why don't you like me? I mean, you don't like me. But I was in the break room this morning. And I heard something very, very interesting. There's a pool. Not a swimming pool. A betting pool. On us getting together. Please don't leave. You didn't leave. Great. So. I was shocked. Because I mean, a pool on us. Us. Me and you. Me and you. A pool about us getting together. Apparently, it's a major thing. It's not just our department. It's everywhere. Every single department is a part of this pool. There's a lot of money in it. A lot of money. And I thought... Well, first of all, I thought, what the hell? And then I thought, what? In fact, my first 15 thoughts were, what the hell? Huh? What? But then I got to thinking. Well, actually, no, I didn't get to thinking. I was hiding, so I was panicking that they were going to find me, and it would have been really awkward, and I don't really do well with awkward. This is kind of awkward, so, anyway, there's a pool, a betting pool on you and me getting together. Aren't you going to say anything? I told you not to say anything. So don't say anything. Just listen. Because there's a pool. On you, me, getting together. And that is very unprofessional. Extremely unprofessional. Especially because it's Maria who is running it. I mean, HR is running a pool on when we'll get together. That is not right. And this has nothing to do with Maria. I don't have a problem with... I have a slight problem with Maria. Maria is just... I mean... HR is not meant to play favourites. And she's obviously playing favourites. And I am not one of her favourites. And yet... She's going to make money off of me? Off of you? Off of us? Not that there is a us. I'm not ever insinuating that it would... I mean... Not that there's anything wrong with. Because you are. And... I mean... Maria should not make money off of us because she is evil. She's not evil. She's kind of evil. I mean, she did take away the vending machine. I mean, are biscuits really that unhealthy? I don't think they are. I think biscuits and tea are, you know, traditional. In fact, it is my cultural right as an English woman to have tea and biscuits. But not anymore, because there's no bloody vending machine. I'm not going outside. People try and talk to you. I mean, you don't try and talk to me. You can. I mean, no, you can't right now. But, I mean, what do I mean? This is a little awkward. So, there's a pool on us getting together, and Maria is running it. And I do not agree with that. Because Maria is HR and she should be impartial. But she's not. She's really, really not. She took away my damn biscuits. It might be a little bit about the biscuits. It's a lot about the biscuits, and she stole my best pen. Not that that's an issue. I mean, the only person who can take my pens is you. I mean, not you. I mean, why would I let you take my pens? Because you don't like me. Because you avoid me and you never want to talk to me. Which is fine. So anyway, I was thinking that we could stack the deck. Well, not that it's an actual deck. It's more of a pot. It's more of a bucket from maintenance. I think they stole it. In fact, I know they stole it. Because Stephen told me that they did. And he's annoyed because that was his favourite bucket. I don't quite understand the concept of having a favourite bucket, but I have a favourite pen that was stolen. But I understand. You know, the loss of something so precious is devastating. And he is willing to enter into a... It's not a conspiracy or a plot or a scheme. It's more a conspiracy plotty scheme. So, Stephen is going to take a look at all the dates that are still left in the pot. He's then going to come back to us. We're going to pick a date. And then, well, we're going to have a... So here's my idea. So, you don't like me, but you like money, right? Everyone likes money. And if you don't like money, there must be something that you like that money can buy you. See, I like money and biscuits. And money can buy me biscuits. And I can buy you biscuits. Do you like biscuits? Don't say anything. So, here's the plan. Well, I've kind of told you the first bit of the plan. The second bit of the plan is a bit that I'm avoiding because we're going to have to... Well, in order for Stephen to win the pot, we have to make everyone think that you're going to have to act like you like me. Aren't you going to say anything? Okay. You don't have to say anything. I get that it's a lot. It's a big ask. It's a massive ask. But there's £2,000 in the pot. £2,000. £2,000. £2,000. That is a lot of biscuits. If you like biscuits. If not, it's a lot of pounds. £2,000. So. What I'm essentially asking is to pay you to like me. Did I just call you a prostitute? Not that I mean you are. No, I mean you're not. I mean you're attractive. I mean you're... So... What do you think? You can talk now. Yes. Essentially, we will be in a pretend relationship. Well, no. I mean, we don't have to get married. I mean, it's not that drastic. We just have to get office married. Office married. We have to share stationery and, you know, move our desks next to each other. which would make it hard for you to avoid me. But, you know, if you actually talk to me, you might find that I'm not so bad. You know I'm not so bad. So why don't you like me? I mean, not that it's... Why don't you like me? I mean, I like you. I really like... I mean, I think you're okay. I mean, what did I do? What? I was pretty. I'm sorry? I mean... And I was really nice. So you don't like me because I'm pretty and really nice? Okay. And you're really shy. So you don't like me because I'm pretty, really pretty, really nice, and you're really shy. Those seem like very valid reasons not to like me. Definitely though, you do like me. You do? Are you sure? Because you avoid me, and I mean you run away from me. It's kind of hard to ignore. And I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm not really okay with... I mean... Wait, so you're running away from me because you like me? You like me? You... Because I'm really, really pretty and really... And you're really shut and you really like me. You really... And that's why you don't talk to me. And that's why you run away from me. Because you really like me. So you don't not like me. You do like me. And... Wow. I really like you too. I think you're really, really... Really. Just really. Everything. You're just... So if you like me... And I like you. We shouldn't do this. We shouldn't. I mean, do you remember that bit when I said it was a conspiracy plot scheme? Well, there was a secondary layer. I was gonna take the opportunity to show you that wasn't so bad, but now there's no need for that because you want to do it? Here? I mean, you want to do the schemey plot conspiracy? Because you don't like her? Why? You don't like her because she stole my biscuits and my pen. You noticed? Aww. So you wanna get together? I mean, both for the plan and also, would you like to go on a date? Maybe? You would? A lunch date? Is this for the scheme or both? Great. I mean, we really should get the date from Stephen. So you really like me? Yay! What, today? You want to go on the date today? No, you're right. That's a great idea. That's the best idea I've heard in my whole life. That's amazing. So we should go on a date and yeah. So you really like me. I really like you too. It's a bit of a disappointment. I mean, it's not a disappointment, but I mean, the second layer of the scheme was quite detailed because, I really wanted you to like me. And I mean, I still want you to like me, but you really like me. So that whole scheme is just redundant. Which is a little disappointing because I have binders and maybe a PowerPoint or two. There may be Excel sheets. You want to see the PowerPoint? I mean, you don't have to say it. You're not just saying that. You want to see it. Well, I do have it on my phone. I mean, not that I was going to show you. Well, stage 17 might have involved a little bit of PowerPoint. Wow. So, we're a thing? Great. Cool. That's real cool. So I'll go and I'll just go and find a room and just go. You like me. Do you still like me? You do. Great. So I will see you at lunch, and I will speak to Stephen, and yeah. Operation making you like me is you already like me. I'm not very good at names, so maybe we could come up with a name at lunch. Great. You can. I just need a bit of. Well, I want to kind of squee, but not with you in the room. Because it's a bit embarrassing. You think it's cute? Well, if you think it's cute, yay! You like me! Shit, aren't we meant to be in a meeting? Bollocks! What? You're right. If we both come in at the same time looking slightly dodge, you're good at this. So, you first? I would never do that. That's very inappropriate to do at work. I might look at your butt a bit. Did you just wiggle? Wiggle. Wiggle?